All creation affected by the great controversy, October 10. It is finished. From the manger to the cross, Satan followed the Son of God. Temptations beat upon him like a tempest. But the more fierce the conflict, the more familiar he became with the temptations wherewith human beings are beset, and the better prepared he was to succor the tempted. The severity of the trial through which Christ passed was proportionate to the value of the object to be gained or lost by his success or failure. Not merely the interests of one world were involved. This world was the battlefield, but all the worlds that God had created were affected by the result of the conflict. In order that he might reign as supreme ruler, Satan sought to overthrow Christ. And he planned and carried out the murder of Christ for no other reason than that to the last he entertained the hope that Christ would not endure a death made as horrible as infernal wisdom could make it. He endeavored to prove the correctness of his assertion that Christ was not self-sacrificing. Actuated by satanic influences, the crowd clamored for the crucifixion of Christ. All heaven watched the successive steps of Christ's humiliation, his trial, rejection, and death. When on the cross he exclaimed, "It is finished," the warfare was ended. The blood of the innocent was shed for the guilty. The life that he gave up ransomed the human race from eternal death and sealed the doom of him who had the power of death, the devil. Satan sought to make it appear that he was working for the liberty of the universe. Even while Christ was on the cross, the enemy was determined to make his arguments so varied, so deceptive, so insidious, that all would be convinced that God's law was tyrannical. He himself laid every scheme, planned every evil, inflamed every mind to bring affliction on Christ. He himself instigated the false accusations against one who had done only good. He himself inspired the cruel deeds that added to the suffering of the Son of God, the pure, the holy, the innocent. By this course of action, Satan has forged a chain by which he himself will be bound. The heavenly universe will bear witness to the justice of God in punishing him. Heaven itself saw what heaven would be if he were in it. The hearts of all in the heavenly universe were united in regarding God's law as changeless. They supported the government of him who, to redeem the transgressor, spared not his own son from suffering the penalty of sin. In his ministry, Christ by word and deed vindicated the honor of God's law. It was for this purpose that he came into the world.